Good morning and welcome to worship at Chelmsford Citadel. That woke you up, didn't it? It's good to greet you this morning as we gather to worship together. And it's good to have all of you present with us this morning. It's also good to welcome all those who are joining us on the live stream. Welcome if you're watching this morning or you're watching on catch up later. Welcome also if you're listening on the pod stream or you're watching on the DVD as well. It's great to have you to participate and join in with our worship this morning. All of the announcements for this week can be found in the weekly bulletin. There are copies of this available in the reception area. Some of you may have already received it by email. If you'd like to receive it by email and don't, then just let either myself or Tracy know and we'll get you added to the list, and Pauline will circulate that to you. In there you'll find quite a comprehensive list of people who need our prayers, particularly this week. But just to highlight too, we want to continue to pray for Linda Arnott and the family on the promotion to glory for her brother. And also we want to remember the family of Andy Tween, who recently was also promoted to glory. And we remember Trevor and the family. The funeral will take place on Friday the 11th at 11:30 at Chelmsford Crematorium. And Trevor's brother, Reverend Nigel Tween, will actually be leading the service. So our thoughts and prayers for the family. There are lots of other people that do need our prayers. Some that we're able to mention in the newsletters or those that we don't have permission to share. But we just lift up before the Lord all those who need our prayers at this particular time. We want to extend our congratulations to Sienna this morning, winning gold in the dance competition. And whatever the context, dance can be an incredible act of worship. And we just want to give praise to God for her ability and gift. We also want to say happy birthday for yesterday, was it? Yeah? Do you want to sing happy birthday? Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sienna. Happy birthday to you. Is it anybody else's birthday? Whose? Oh, we'll sing to you over coffee. Happy birthday anyway, whoever you are. It's good to have you with us this morning. Just a reminder, it says on the bulletin that this is the last week to sign up for walkthrough. It's not. You can actually still sign up next week. And actually in the meeting next week, we're going to be focusing a lot more around this idea of walking through scripture together. And so you can sign up if you'd like to join us on the 12th. More information is available out in reception. Come and speak to myself or Tracy and we will get you signed up for that. It'd be really good to have you with us. This morning on Bible Sunday, we are privileged to have with us Major Emma Knights from William Booth College, and she's come to lead our meeting this morning. So I'd like you to give her a really warm chance of welcome this morning. She comes to lead us in our worship. Emma.
Good morning. Are you all well? Are you wet? For those of you that got caught in the rain coming in today. We're going to start with some words from Scripture, from Psalm 19, and it's verses 7 to 14. It says this, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight to life. Reverence from the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to those who hear them. There is a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep me from these deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. And may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer." So with those words in our minds, we're going to stand, if you're able, for our opening song. It's number 52, if you're wanting it in the book. It's "O Worship the King, All Glorious Above." Let's stand together. Fantastic. Please be seated. I thought I'd start with just explaining a little bit about what I do at the moment. So I am appointed to the training college, the William Booth College in London, and I look after a particular programme in the learning and development part in SysTad, part of college. I'm also a pastoral support officer to two of the second year cadets, which has been an immense privilege for me, for journeying with them from when they started at the college and then seeing them through to the end. So I look after what is called open learning. So if you scan that QR code on your phone, you can open up my brochure. I'm very proud of the QR code. Small things. We're a correspondence course. Courses. We have over 100 courses on offer, and they're all, mostly all, Bible-based courses. We have over 160 students, and over 100 of those students are, I think we've got 130 plus students now, who are residents of His Majesty in prison. So we have all of these prisoners who are studying God's word, learning more about Him. We also have those that are coming into college, sometimes do some of our courses to prepare them for study again. And even anybody who would like to learn a little bit more, maybe deepen their faith. So we have a vast array of students. From those, some of our prisoner students only learnt to read and write in prison. And we've also had those with PhDs undertaking our courses. It is an immense privilege to me to serve in this way, to see and to read and hear about what God is doing in the lives of so many people. We have one of our prisoner students who is undertaking our course on preaching because the prison chaplain wants them to preach in the chapel in the prison where they are at the moment. And to me, that is a real excitement. I could wax lyrical on open learning for days. It is just an immense privilege and my... I don't know what the word is. I just love it. I love seeing God at work, and I love how people are deepening their faith, learning more about Him, preparing for ministry, or just wanting to understand and deepen a bit more. So if you want to know or find out any more, we're on the salvationist.org website. It's my little plug. Go and have a look, and you might be surprised at what we have on offer. But I love what I do. And it is a real honour and privilege to serve these people in these ways. I may never meet them face to face. They may never know who I am. And that doesn't matter because God knows them. And God is with them. And you know, even those who we think may have done something unspeakable are finding the love of God for themselves and true salvation. And that is just inspiring. So that's a little bit of where I come from and what I'm doing right now. I thought it's been a while since I came to Chelmsford, and I've changed roles since then, so I thought I'd better update you of what we're doing and where God is working. And it's a real honour to work alongside the cadets that we have at college. We have not many, but the ones we do are enthusiastic, are devoted, are excited about ministry. And we have a lot of young people in the training college at the moment, young families. We have cadets in their early 20s. So pray for them as they begin this journey. And pray for the staff who are guiding them and looking after them. Ian has already said there are many people that you need to keep in prayer today. And so we're going to come to some moments of prayer. We're going to use the song 376, King of Kings, Majesty. God of heaven, living in me. We're going to sing this through. And then I'm just going to leave opportunity for quiet. And if anyone does want to pray out loud, please do. But if not, we're just going to sit and rest in God's presence this morning. Thank you.
Oh,
Let's just rest in God's presence. Put away of your mind all of those things that you're thinking about that you need to do when you get home. Deadlines that are looming, maybe. Issues that you have to face. And just give them all to God. And rest in his glorious presence. Father God, we bring to you ourselves just as we are today, with whatever is going on in our minds and our lives. We come before you this morning to worship you, to hear from you, to be joined together. Lord, speak to us all, I pray. May we have ears to hear your word today. Lord, we pray for our world, for all of that is going on right now that we don't understand. We pray for places where there is conflict, where there is famine and flood and disaster. Lord, we pray that you will bring strength and hope and peace and love to those who need it the most today. And Lord, for us as we gather this morning, whether physically present or if we're at home, wherever we may be, we pray that you will just touch our lives and our hearts today. May we feel your love, may we know your love, and may our ears be open to hear your voice today, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to listen to the message of the songsters now, please, following which Della is going to come and bring to us the Bible reading for today.
Thank you. The Bible reading is taken from Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9. Joshua installed as leader. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give unto them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I have promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and to the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you as all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave unto you. Do not turn it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. That's what we're going to look at a little bit later on. We're going to listen to the message of the Sing Company now, and then afterwards there will be a quiz, and I have chocolate. Just saying. Thank you. That was lovely. Thank you. So I thought this morning, if we're looking at Bible Sunday, I might test your Bible knowledge. So this means that you need to pay attention. I have chocolates. I'm just going to say, I do throw sweets out. I did this once at a call, not many months ago. And when I threw the sweet, I missed. And it fell in the lap of the gentleman in front who was asleep. Just warning, all right? There's your heads up. So there are 15 questions. I might put a bonus one in if we need it. So here we go. How good is your Bible knowledge? How much can you remember? Are you ready? Only one of Jesus' miracles is recorded in all four Gospels. Which one is it? Absolutely. Almost. Which top Jewish leader visited Jesus at night? Who said that one? Kind of. This might be a bit easier. Which gospel opens with the words, "In the beginning was the Word"? Oh, we had that in a few places. Gave you a heads up first. What does Jesus say is the second greatest commandment? Who said that? Love your neighbour as yourself. When Jesus, Mary, Joseph left Egypt, which town did they go to? Nazareth, who said that? Nazareth. True or false? Jesus spoke Aramaic. Oh, I might not have enough chocolates for that. Who said it first? I'll let you all have that one. What happened to the house that was built on the sand? Yes. How many humans were kept alive in the ark? Della can't answer this one. I told her last night. Eight. Who said eight? Eight. What was the first plague on Egypt? Nope. What was that? Nope. Who said blood? Yes. Blood. The Nile turned to blood. Isn't that a horrible image and smell? True or false? There were only three magi. Wise men. False. We don't know. It isn't written down. Who said that first, though?
Somebody at the back. That's not going to work.
Okay, did the figure of the 5,000 people being fed include the women and children or just the men? Just the men. Who arranged for the wording of the notice on the cross that read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews? Oh, who said Pilate? Came over here, very impressive. Okay. According to John's Gospel, who thought Jesus was the gardener? Mary. Too many of you. In Psalm 23, what type of pasture does the Lord make the righteous lie down in?
Green.
Perfect. Why did Zacchaeus climb a tree? Go. Twix, maybe it's a Twix. Oh. What type of wood did Noah use to build the ark? Oh, I'm impressed. Who said cypress? And here's a bonus for you. Is there a donkey mentioned in the Nativity? No. This is my little thing. I have a thing about this. There is no donkey at the stained wall. Just saying. It's all you remember today. I'll leave happy. No. Who's taking the children out? Would you like to come and claim the rest? Thank you for joining in with that. We're going to take up the offering now, please. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you that from what you have given us, we are able to give back to you. Amen. We're going to sing together.
Song number 522, Standing on the Promises of Christ Our King. And then following this, we're going to listen to the message of the band. So if you are able and you would like to stretch your legs, if you'd like to stand, and I'm really sorry, band, we'll do it straight through. Thanks. Thank you. Please be seated as we listen to the message of the band. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, band. That was beautiful. At the beginning of the meeting, we shared some verses from Psalm 19. Verses that told of the riches and delight and strength that can be found in God's word. A word that's better than gold, sweeter than honey, and which will revive us and give us new strength. Someone who understood that strength that comes from God's word was Joshua. But to fully understand Joshua's story, we need to go back in time to the book of Numbers. The name Joshua means the one who saves. And Joshua had been a slave in Egypt. Joshua and Caleb had been minority voices when it had come time to enter the promised land. And as Israel came to the end of their travels on the Sinai Peninsula, they came to a place called Kadesh Barnea. And it's at this place that Moses appointed 12 men to spy out the promised land. And Joshua was one of these men. For 40 days, they travelled and investigated the length and breadth of the land. When they returned, they all agreed that the land was truly wonderful. It was a land of milk and honey. But 10 of the spies gave a discouraging report. They said that the enemy cities with their armies were too great, that they would be like grasshoppers to these people, that there was no way that the people of Israel would be strong enough to defeat them. Joshua and Caleb, though, said such a report was nonsense. If they trusted God, moved forward and took the land as they were instructed, they would be victorious. So who did the people listen to? The 10 spies who were afraid. And for that lack of faith and courage, the people were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. You know that the first obstacle that can keep us from moving forward is the past. Joshua chapter 1 begins with a statement of facts. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Immediately, at the start of this historic account, Joshua is faced with this alarming reality. It can be hard to live up to the past. It's now time to take on the role of leadership that once belonged to Moses. It was now Joshua's job. God had appointed Joshua as the leader of Israel. God had confidence in the one who had trusted him so many years ago when they first set eyes on that promised land. But this was no easy task, for Moses had certainly been a larger-than-life character, and Joshua was now going to replace this beloved and inspired leader. How could he possibly fill those shoes? And even more, would the people actually follow him? Would they be able to forget the past and move forward? For Joshua, Moses was dead, but God's purpose was very much alive. God didn't want them standing around. It wasn't a time to be thinking, we'll never have another one like Moses. It was a time to keep building, a time to move forward. So the account in Joshua 1 reminds us of this. God's words say, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. Just as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you in all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. God gave to Joshua the same view that he gave to Moses. He gazes beyond what is now Jordan, beyond what's Lebanon. And God says, this is the land I'm giving to you. This is yours. Trust me. We don't know if Joshua's hesitated at that point. I wouldn't blame him if he had. It could easily have seemed like it was too much. Joshua must have remembered those days long ago when the people had hesitated, when they grew fearful because they saw the size of the enemy and panicked. They were going to be able to do this time. And why? Because the Lord God was with them. You see, it's the knowing of God is with you that cuts out those immense obstacles. When God is with you, it is enough. Verse 6 continues by saying to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause the people to inherit the land that I swore their fathers to give them." Now, even though Joshua was listening to God and God had said to be strong, it was not going to be easy. It was not going to be because of Joshua's power. The secret of his success was not his own strength, but the fact that he was dependent on God. Success was come because the Lord was with them. Joshua could be strong. He should be strong because the battle was the Lord's. He could count on the Lord's strength and his assistance. After all, this was the Lord's work, not Joshua's. But why does God tell Joshua to be courageous? Tell us to be courageous? Frankly, it's because we get scared a lot. We fear the processes and the consequences. And as a result, fear can paralyze us. And whenever we feel apprehensive, anxious, scared, or even petrified, God calls on us to have courage. And he repeats this command over and over again in this passage from Joshua. The task God has given can seem so massive, there's a definite temptation to run away. Sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we don't believe. Perhaps we're afraid of embarrassment or failure. Perhaps we don't like being labelled. Perhaps we don't like being in the minority. Perhaps we don't like rejection and hostility. Whatever fills us with fear, we are to stop ourselves and find courage. And that courage will be renewed and restored because God provides us. God then says to Joshua, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful in all that you do, wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Joshua was given clear instructions to meditate on the word of the Lord. Not to turn from it, get sidetracked, push it to one side. I wonder if that's the same for us. I wonder how often we get distracted, that we forget, that we don't open God's scriptures. Time and time again in the book of Joshua, we read that Joshua was true to God's word. In chapter 8, Joshua renews the covenant at Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. And even at the end of his life, he encouraged the nation to heed God's word. I wonder just how good we really are at heeding God's word and not being sidetracked. It's not enough for us to hear it read and spoken about just on a Sunday. We need each to spend time with daily in God's word, to listen, to reflect, to act. Do you spend time with God's word each day or even each week? Or have you pushed it to the edge? "I'll do that when I've got time. That can wait. It's not important." You know, the two things that kept Joshua throughout his life were a promise and God's word. A promise that God would never leave him. And the word of God, the book of the law, to keep his mind on track. That's what Joshua kept hold of. I wonder what you keep hold of. Do we keep hold of God's word, or do we put it on the sidelines? I wonder if you've ever read God's word at home. Maybe it's time to turn to the word, to savour the word, and hold on to God's promise. That promise we get in verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that's a promise that is true for us today. We need to keep hold of God's word, to turn to it, to trust in God, to know that God is with us wherever we may go. As we reflect on that, we're going to turn to a beautiful song in our songbook. It's 790. It simply says, take time to be holy. Speak oft with the Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Do we really do that? Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. There are some beautiful words in our songbook. And as we sing, I pray that this will be your prayer today. That you will take time to be holy in your day-to-day living. That you will want to speak and spend time with God and his word. Although the world goes on around us, we are called as God's people to spend time with him, whatever life looks like. So let's sing these four verses, and may they be your prayer today. Thank you. Shall we pray? Father God, we make that our prayer to you today, that we will take time to be with you, whatever life is throwing at us, that we will make time to focus on your word that is sweeter than honey, more precious than gold. Lord, help us to not let your book depart from our lips, that we will do everything to stay true to you and connected with you. Amen. Amen. We're going to turn to our closing song. I like to always leave with a song that you can have singing in your head for the rest of the day and into the coming week, and I think this is a good one. It's 959. I'll go in the strength of the Lord, because that's all we can do, is to go in his strength and his strength alone. So let's stand if you're able. Thank you so much, band. I have made you work hard today. I am very grateful. Shall we just have a final benediction together? You may sit if you would be happier to do so. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
We thank Major Emma for her ministry this morning. And the band's play out this morning comes to you via Walton and the Nays. I don't know if you've ever been to Walton and the Nays, but there's a Anais Tower, which is a castle with a flag flying high above it, and it brought to mind a chorus, a very old chorus, which is an action chorus, which you probably sang when you were in Sunday school many, many years ago. And it said, there is a flag flying high in the castle of my heart, in the castle of my heart, in the castle of my heart. There is a flag flying high in the castle of my heart, for the king is in residence there. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know that the king is in residence there. I think that's why I'm the bandmaster and not the songster leader. Anyway, probably in a much more singable key, the band will play you a piece of music called The Flag Still Flies, inspired by Walton and Inez. Please join in and sing along.